Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Brittany. Welcome to Watch Your Next Podcast.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am 34 years old. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm a CPA by day, and I read romance novels on the side for fun at night.
I love this. I can't wait to talk romance with you. What is your favorite romance trope?
So my favorite trope is forbidden. I love a little bit of spice in my life. And so for me, that's what I've been leaning towards lately.
Do you have any recommendations for forbidden?
Yes. One of my top favorite is Asher by Mia Sheridan. Mm-hmm. I also love Birthday Girl by Penelope Douglas and Something in the Way series by Jessica Hawkins. Those are my intro into the forbidden world that I like to recommend.
I think I read the first three books of Jessica Hawkins. I know there's a fourth book for Something mm-hmm. Away. I think mm-hmm. they get when they're together, and I have not read it. You know, I have to say, like, I felt I was like, it's really gonna be like old, like hunky dory. It's not gonna be like fancy as like the first three books, or you're like, will day, won't day, what's gonna happen? You know, the sister.
Oh. It makes it just a little bit more interesting to me, so
yeah.
No.
All right, so let's talk about indie authors. Which indie authors are you awed by, and which ones you should check out their backlist?
For sure, Marnie Mann. She's one of my top favorite indie authors, and I love all of her backlist. I like sped through them within a matter of like 2 weeks. I'm also on a big Julie Ann kick right now, so I definitely recommend her. And then Penelope Douglas, just because she's one of my top favorites.
I love
it. Many more, but those are who I'm into right now.
I love this. Yeah, Julie Ann, I have her newest book on my TBR for this week, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good. So that's one of my top reads for this year. I read Jack and Jill before that, and then just like followed through all of them, like with One and then Out of Love, and I could not put it down. It was so good.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. So speaking of five-star reads, what are some of your five-star reads?
So still on the whole like forbidden kick, I'm also really into motorcycle clubs. Yeah. So 9 Minutes by Beth Flynn is like one of my top five-star reads that I always recommend. I'm really enjoyed Method by Kate Stewart as well. So also not forbidden, but just a little bit different in its own weird way, but still one of my favorites. And then The One for Me by Corinne Michaels is probably one of my other top ones for the year.
I love Corinne Michaels. She's so great.
I know.
So let's talk about different subgenres. So you're a fan of which picks up genre? Rom-com, contemporary, small town, angsty, you know, and then tell us what has been a book you read this past year that you love.
I'm also still kind of on the forbidden kick, but you know, along the same lines, I would say dark romance is probably my top subgenre. And I would say the top series that I read in that would probably be Flocked by Kate Stewart as well, the Flock series. I don't know if you've read that yet. Mm. But it's dark and it's good. And then probably Scandalous Prince, which it's mafia. So I would say mafia and dark romance all along the same lines. Like I just kind of stick in that world. Anything that's not that, I kind of get like, you know, it's a good read, but it doesn't excite me like the darkness. I'm such a good girl in real life that, like, to me, that's my escape and my, you know, the sweet doesn't do it for me anymore.
I love this. I used to read a lot of dark romance, and so I think I stopped reading, I would say, a few years because I started reading more traditionally published. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm back into the indie publishing. Like, I'm looking for ways to add it in, and like,
Yeah.
Like, I need the angsty, you know, the angrier, the better, like, the darker.
The darker, the better.
Yeah. And I think I find that more in the authors than...
Yeah. I think they can push the buttons a little bit further than traditionally published. And so that's why, to me, you know, it definitely puts you out of your comfort zone, but at least it's something that I think gets people talking. And, you know, sometimes there's a shock value and there's definitely trigger warnings for a reason, but... You know, I think as long as you're okay with it, then, you know, I say go for it.
That's awesome. What has been a book that you have read this past year you cannot stop gushing about?
I would say The Initiation by Nikki Sloan. That to me was probably like, oh my gosh, it was so hot and so good. So that whole back series too. So go read her back series too.
Yeah. But another level hot mess. Like she's like another, it's like a bubble scene.
Yes. That to me was just like, whoa, okay. Kicking off 2019 or 2020, whatever year we're in.
Yeah.
That and then probably the Born Madly duet, Born Darkly by Trisha Wolf. That was probably, it's a little bit older, but I read it this year. And so that to me was like, woo.
That's awesome. And what are you kind of doing?
So anybody who's like really dark, okay, you got to go.
That's awesome. So what are you currently reading right now?
Sweet Dandelion by Michaela Smeltzer. I downloaded that. I just finished The Bride by Willa Nash the night before. So that's, I'll probably start Sweet Dandelion tonight. My blog partner actually recommended it and it was on sale yesterday. So I just picked it up.
I love when that happens. You're just like, I found my Kindle full of like sell items and I'm like, and then I forget about them and I go back and I'm like, oh, I already bought it. Like, I bought it, like, you know, years ago.
I actually did that with the Jack and Jill series. I was going to start it. And so I went to go buy it and I was like, oh, I already own that. So
well. Yes, my future, my old self thought of my future self and was like, I'm going to buy the book. So, awesome. So tell us where you can find me online.
I'm on Instagram at Brittany's Reads, and that's where I mainly talk romance there. I do have a blog with two other blog partners. We are The Book Boutique by Brittany, Sarah, and Elizabeth. So you can find us online there. We have a Facebook at The Book Boutique on Facebook. We also have a reader group where we talk about books every single day. We give you sales and promos and stuff like that. So just anything book related, you know, we're down to talk about.
I love this. Thank you, Brittany, for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be here.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatreadnextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORE10 to save. Visit whatreadnextblog.com/queenbeereads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.